Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
I think it's crazy that people who have met kids and who know how hard it is to have kids are pro-life. Because that shit is wild. And with the cost of living nowadays, I don't know how anybody affords it. I think it's crazy. Hello, beautiful humans. Welcome back to the Shani Show. Woo! I'm so excited. Solo episode. I had to dust this freaking mic off today. It's been a minute. Anyways, we're going to jump right in to our first and newest segment of the solo episodes. This is WTF, the Wheel of Trending Fire. Listen, I like the name, but I'm also like not set on it either. So if you have a better thing that WTF can mean, please let me know. But I am pretty set on WTF. I feel like that's great. Anyways, WTF, I'm so excited for this. I've been helping one of my clients find topics for her episodes, and I keep using Google Trends to do so because she loves to cover current events and things like that. And I was like, fuck, why don't I use that wheel that Darwin gave me to put a bunch of trending items on there and then do some sort of like rapid fire, Shawnee version of rapid fire-esque things. I'm sure some of these topics could make me go on for like 30 minutes. So I feel like fire is it's like a slow burn. Oh, that's nice. It's a slow burn. It's a slow burn. Oh my God. All right. So anyways, I'm excited. Let's get into it. Oh wait, fun fact though, before we do continue, you guys should know that the man who gave me this, Darwin Metzger, shout out, and also happy recent-ish birthday of yours. He also gave me the two turquoise pumpkins that are always behind my guests. And I think that's fucking hysterical. I love those pumpkins. He was clearing out his office space and he had a bunch of stuff. So obviously I took this wheel, because why not? And listen to this sound. Hold on one second. Ready? Just for the sound alone, I had to get this. But the turquoise pumpkins, they really call to me. So I'm super excited that I got them. And I think that they just look great behind my guests. Like turquoise pumpkins. It suits. It suits. All right, let's spin this bad boy. Dun, 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 dun. Ooh. Oh my God, syphilis. That is such a fucking hysterical first spin, is syphilis. Okay, so I haven't actually prepared anything, but I did obviously think briefly as I was, deciding which trends I'm putting on there. And it was so funny that I saw syphilis because there is this Lifetime movie, okay? And it came out when I was, she's too young. Wow, I just wrote into Google syphilis and Lifetime and the movie name came up. Now this came out in 2004, so I would have been 12 years old, okay? Maybe actually probably 11. I thought this movie was fucking fantastic. It's about this teen girl and like all these teen girls who are super promiscuous and they're really young. And then there's just this syphilis outbreak. And I just thought it was like a really cool, it reminded me of 13. And for some reason, I really romanticized the kind of like rebel-ness of a lot of those movies. I just thought that they were fantastic. So anyways, when I saw syphilis on the Google trending thing, I was like, holy shit, She's Too Young. What an iconic film of the 2004 era. And you know what? Listen, Lifetime Schmifetime. All right. That was a good one. They had some bangers in their day. All right, let's spin again. Hey, that was pretty quick for me, which is also as fast as you can get syphilis. So be careful, people. Use protection. Okay, what does this say? Ariana Grande husband. Okay, this popped up. I don't know if you guys saw this, but basically Ariana Grande was at Wimbledon and she wasn't wearing her wedding ring, I guess. And first of all, let me just say, this blonde hair she has going on, I love it. It looks so good on her. Really nice on her skin tone. Such a fan. All right, guys, before we continue with this episode, I'm going to give us a little message from our sponsor, the people who keep the lights on. Choo-choo, sort of. Bet Online. Bet Online is your number one source for all your sports betting needs this season and every season. Next season, last season, if you can get a time machine, you should also use Bet Online. Basically, all of the seasons, you should use Bet Online. BetOnline.ag. You can check out all of their different sports betting things, like betting on golf or betting on more golf, or perhaps you want to bet on some more golf. You know, listen, no matter how much golf you want to bet online for, BetOnline is there for you. BetOnline.ag. Use our promo code BELIEVE, B-L-E-A-V, to get 50% off your welcome bonus. That's right. Just as I believe in you to bet successfully on golf, why don't you believe in me to use this promo code? BetOnline.ag, where the game starts. That got creative. Back to you in the studio, Sean. So anyways, this was how it sort of all came out. I didn't even know she was married, though, is what I was going to say. So I originally thought everybody was Googling Ariana Grande husband because they also didn't know she was married. But I think that they were mostly just Googling it because she did, in fact, separate, apparently, from her husband. They were married for 2 years. Interesting. Yeah, I don't know who this guy is. And quite frankly, don't give a shit. All right, let's spin. Dun, 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 dun. What's that say? You know, I need an arrow. I have to get an arrow so that way I can... Oh, Fran Drescher. By the way, I did write this, so I should be able to read my own handwriting, but I don't know. Can you guys even read that? All right, Fran Drescher. If you are not keeping up with what's happening in Hollywood, it is quite frankly crazy. I don't know if you saw, but Euphoria, for example, they're not going to release a new season until, I believe, they've just recently announced 2026, which is insane. Most of the characters that are meant to be in high school are going to be literally like well into their 30s by then. It's going to be nuts. So interesting, but it all stems from the strike that's happening right now. And, you know, I think a lot of people are out there saying how can these actors complain? They already get millions, da, da, da. Sure, some, very few are getting huge salaries, but there's so many more people in these movies and these productions that a lot of people don't realize. Like, they're just getting paid nothing, and they're getting residuals, and they're getting nothing. I've seen some residual checks now on some residual, that is a weird word, residual checks on TikTok that Kimiko Glenn, actually, who is one of the actors in Orange is the New Black, and she was in a lot of episodes. She's getting residual checks for like $20, not even. And I've seen some people get a few cents. I mean, so the whole thing is just kind of insane. So while I feel like there is this misconception that just like a ton of people are making bank and all the actors are making bank, and if you're in a hit streaming show, like something that crushes on Netflix or one of these things, that you're going to be making like a ton of money. But the truth is, it's just not how it works. Whenever there's a shift in technology and how we consume things as consumers, there's going to be a shift in how the market reacts. And so now these are not just typical studios. These are streaming platforms. These are not always released in theater. These are released online, and there's just so much more to it. And there's, you know, they're not buying DVDs, but they're watching the content. And so there is so much more nuance to this kind of conversation. And honestly, I don't feel like I'm the most educated person to even discuss this, but I would love to have somebody on the podcast to dive into it, because it is such an interesting situation. And I'm seeing things that could possibly go both ways. You know, I hear from some people really connected in the industry who think that, you know, it'll probably fizzle out by maybe October and not much is going to change, and it's going to be as it always is when there's these kind of strikes. And then there are some people who think that it's going to hold out till, you know, December, and really they feel like there's some potential here for something to happen. So who knows? I'm not even in Hollywood, so quite frankly, it doesn't actually affect me. But, well, it does. Sorry, it does. Oh, did we not just hear what I said about Euphoria? This affects me big time, all right? This affects all of us. Oh my God, that show is so good. Let's keep it rolling. What is that one? Hold on. Ooh, it looks like it's a little too... I'm going to call that on the black one, which is Krispy Kreme. Now, I saw this in Google Trends, and I have no idea why it was particularly trending, but I have some thoughts on Krispy Kreme that I've been thinking about for a while now. And I don't know if they still do this, but when I was in high school, you could bring your report card to Krispy Kreme, and if you got A's, any A you got a donut. And it was so much fun. And there was some years, like not many, but there were a couple years where I got straight A's. That was obviously not senior year, but there were a few years there where I got straight A's, and that is a shit ton of donuts. I mean, I went to Jewish school. It was classes until like fucking 5 p.m. I got mad donuts from Krispy Kreme. That was a good time. Do they still do that? They should still do that. That's really what kept me in school. It wasn't not doing drugs. It was getting Krispy Kreme A's. Ironically, it was the doing drugs which led me to want to eat all the donuts. This is the take is done. All right, let me tell you why they were trending, though, in the first place. Krispy Kreme and M&M's collaborate for some brand new donuts. So I guess it's a really exciting time. Krispy Kreme's, M&M, two really fast food, processy type places, probably just going to kill us eventually. But hey, it's so exciting, isn't it? Thrilling. Let's spin the wheel. What does that even say? Like, who is reading this fucking handwriting? Okay, hold on a second. Let me spin it this way. Oh, Taylor Swift Denver. Oh my God, I'm so happy this came up. Now, I was surprised that just the word Taylor Swift, just the name, was not trending at any other point in the week. But the only thing of hers that was trending was Taylor Swift Denver. And I have so much to say on her because, first of all, when she ends this tour, she's going to be a billionaire. That is legitimately icon status. That's crazy. And not only that, but this woman is singing in the rain. She is getting poured on. She's singing as if it's a shower. Oh my God. Excuse me. Woof. See the power that Taylor has? She's impacting me all the way from over there. Okay, this is really insane what she has done. And the craziest thing is when you look at some of her concerts, you'll see like the entire arena is full, right? But then you will also see the entire outside of the arena is full and there are giant screens and people are there watching the concert from outside of the arena just so that way they can be in the same 200 meter or even more, I don't know what a meter is, distance from Taylor Swift singing. That's crazy. Whew. The power that woman holds is wild. Talk about influence. You want to talk about influencer? Influencer? That is Taylor Swift. She is influencing generations. And not just it's not just the young generations. I was at a sushi dinner the other night. This thing my friend Eli throws is called Sushi Tuesday. It's actually hilarious, although it wasn't on a Tuesday. And apparently it's never on a Tuesday, which I like. Anyways, all these girls were sat at the table talking about Taylor Swift. They're fucking fans, like diehard, hardcore fans, not just talking about, you know, the superficial stuff. They love her lyrics. And it was actually super insightful to understand why people are such deep-rooted fans of Taylor Swift. It's because of her lyrics. You know, I love music, all of that, but I'm not going to lie. I'm not someone who, first of all, understands most lyrics. I always get them wrong. And so I'm just not someone who looks into songs like that. And my preferred genre is like psychedelic trance. The lyrics in that are hysterical and not really lyrics. So I never really understood that side, but people are such big fans of Taylor Swift, and it's because of her writing, it's because of her music style, it's because of her presence, because of what she puts out there and what she represents. And I think it also, you know, I think another huge factor is just the longevity she's had through so many people's lives, the consistency. Like one of the most rare things in this world that everybody's always looking for, and it's funny because it applies so much to podcasting, and it's probably why Shawnee Show just hasn't grown so much, is because of lack of consistency. One of the most important things that people are looking for is consistency, people who are going to be there for you. And I think that Taylor has legitimately grown up with a lot of these young women and even older women who have been with her for so long now. And so it's actually kind of cool. So I think that there's so many different factors there, but I loved hearing about the love that people had for her lyrics because it gave me a different appreciation for her. And I think that's really awesome. Anyways, she's badass across the board. This, I mean, my God, Taylor, if you want to donate, just like, I don't know, a million. Doesn't have to be a lot. Just maybe two million tops to the Shawnee Show. I accept. My Venmo is in my bio. Thank you so much. All right, let's keep it rolling. Love that sound. Ooh, Birkin bag. Okay. Did you guys see what happened? So basically, Jane Birkin, who is like, you know, the founder of the Birkin bag. I believe she's the founder of the Birkin bag. I hope. Honestly, I didn't actually know that Birkin, the bag, was named after her. I'm a little out of touch with fashion. I love clothes. I love style. I love style. But fashion, I'm honestly not that clued in on. I would love to understand more of the fashion world, but I just feel like I have so many different hobbies and interests that I'm already absorbed in that I don't know if I could keep up. My head's going to explode sometimes. So I feel like it's a little bit hard for me to go down that road, but I would like to know more. But I do love style. Big fan of style. So as little as I know about maybe the fashion world, let me tell you, style is my jam, okay? So anyways, Jane Birkin, she passed away. It's really sad. I saw a montage reel of her today. She was freaking hot. She was iconic. I loved her outfits, her whole vibe. Very nice. Very nice. So she passed away, and that's why she was trending on Google. Oh, Fran Drescher already did. Okay. Oh, we're coming upon our first second. Maybe that should be the rule. Once I spin to something that I've already spun to, I have to stop. What does this say? Oh, I'll end on this one. It's National Ice Cream Day. I think that's fantastic. And I just want to let you guys know, if you don't know already, that the Ninja Creamy is revolutionary and I have not been able to get my hands on it. So if you can get me a Ninja Creamy, I don't know what I'll do. I will name my firstborn child after you. I promise you. That thing looks, it's like, I can't find it anywhere. It's crazy. I'm dying for a Ninja Creamy. So that's what I wanted to say on National Ice Cream Day. But I'm so happy ice cream has a day. It deserves it. It's done so much for people. Like, ice cream is there for you. It supports you. It's your friend in times of trouble and need. It cools you down when things are a little too hot. And it even warms you up when things are a little too cool. Look that up. And you know what? Ice cream is just the way to go. When I got my wisdom teeth out, what was there for me? Fucking ice cream. You know who wasn't there for me? All of the other foods. Lettuce was not there for me during that time. It was ice cream. So I'm happy it has a national day. It deserves it, okay? Fucking deserves it, dude. Think about all the shit that ice cream has done for you. It's so crazy. All right, boom. That was WTF. What do you guys think about that segment? Is it stupid? Is it fun? I feel like I could put a bunch of different shit on this thing. Well, you know, Arsenal. I'll just go through some of these quickly. Arsenal is coming to play in LA. I really want to go. I need to find a friend who's going to go. That looks like so much fun. What else was even on here? Wimbledon. I like tennis, you know. It's a hot sport. Sofia Vergara. She's divorcing her husband. I don't know if divorce is the right word or if it's separated. Probably going to lead to divorce, whether it's not. Inter Miami. Messi's there. How fun. How exciting. How exciting. Carly, what's this girl's name again? I forgot. Carly Russell. Yeah. This girl got disappeared and then got found. Crazy true crime situation. It's actually nuts. Should we look it up? These things are so crazy. Could you imagine being the center of a true crime story? Like, the fuck? I always think what it would be like for the family members or people that are just super involved in that. It's just going to be so hectic. Like, and I'm talking like ones that podcasts get made after, you know, like notorious stories. Boyfriend of what we know. Let's read what Forbes has to say. Not that I believe them. Okay. Carly Russell, the Alabama woman who vanished after stopping on the highway to help a lost child, returned home Saturday night, ending a mysterious disappearance that launched a 2-day statewide search for the 25-year-old nursing student to help a lost child. Oof, that's so scary. You want to know why? Because there's that luring technique that a lot of human traffickers are using, where they have a crying baby sound to come and get you, like to sort of lure you out of wherever you are. That's so trippy. You can't even trust, like, Russell returned to her family's home on foot on Saturday night. Local police were called at around 10:45 p.m. and transported her to a nearby hospital. The police department in Hoover, Alabama, said in a statement. Good for them. Interesting. That's so weird. She returned on foot. What do we know? She went missing on the I-459 in Hoover, a suburban city of about 92,000. Damn, that is. Could you imagine living in a small city like that? Located south of Birmingham, after calling 911 to report that a small child in a diaper was lost and wandering along the freeway. Dude. Afterwards, she stopped to check on the child and called her brother's girlfriend, who heard Russell ask the child without a response if they were okay, followed by Russell suddenly screaming and then the sound of an interstate, according to Russell's mother. Oh my God, she stopped to check on the child and called her boyfriend, her brother's girlfriend. She stopped to check on the child and called her brother's girlfriend. Oh my God.
Fuck, so she was on the phone when this all happened. When officers arrived on the scene, there were no signs of Russell or a child, but they found her running car, wig, phone, and purse containing her Apple Watch and AirPods at the scene. Holy crap. Her return home ended a two-day statewide search that caught national attention, sending social media into a frenzy as people speculated on the circumstances surrounding her disappearance. One of my biggest fears is that the people in my life are not responsible enough, like, or won't believe me enough that if I, like, send a message like 911, like, they wouldn't do anything about it. Or they wouldn't see their phone soon enough. Everyone in my life doesn't like their phones. God, what a problem. After she was found, Russell's boyfriend released a statement on Instagram saying she was fighting for her life for 48 hours and mentioning a kidnapper. Police have not confirmed whether they believe a kidnapper was involved. All right, police, keeping your cards close to your chest. $63,000. That's about how much reward money was raised by the nonprofit Crime Stoppers of Central Alabama for anyone with clues into Russell's disappearance. Ooh, nice pretty penny. So some key background. An hour prior to her disappearance, Russell left work for the, where she worked part-time, cool. After leaving, she stopped to grab some Mediterranean food. Why is that important? Why is it important that she grabs Mediterranean food? And left to head home around 9 p.m. She stopped to grab some hummus and pita. And then she went back home around 9 p.m. Like, thank you. That's real nice. Oh, my God. Damn. Oh, they got okay, so they have security camera footage of her pulling over with her hazard lights on. That's crazy. Footage is a little bit blurry. Oh my God, and then she just disappeared. That's fucking wild. And walk around to the back to the passenger side of the vehicle. Wait, what? She appears to exit the driver's side. Oh my God, and then she's just gone. And then I guess she just walked away and they don't know where to. That's crazy. So, I mean, listen, you just have to be careful. Like, the fact that they were using some sort of child in a diaper to lure this woman, it's so nuts. I can't even get over some of these tactics that they use. One of my friends, actually, she got the woman who cut my hair. She's great. Mimi, if you're looking for a haircut in LA. Anyways, she got all of her hair cutting and tools stolen out of her bag. It was like a couple thousand dollars worth of equipment. And she had said that about 2 weeks before, a week before, the corner of her license plate got flipped upside down. Like, or was it stolen, or was it, shit, was she the one who got it? Either she got her license plate stolen or the bottom corner was like bent inward. And basically both of those are known as like ways to mark a car for when they come back and then they actually rob you or take the car or whatever for parts. So anyways, just be careful. I mean, there's so many things happening now that I can't even process. You know, I've been talking a lot about dating apps and such with a lot of my friends, and I keep emphasizing that I really feel like the man has to pay on the first date because of the level of risk that women go through just by going on a date with someone that's a stranger. Like, it's actually kind of crazy what stories are out there. And I don't really think that guys understand that to a certain degree. And obviously there is the argument that women put a lot of time and money and effort and our skincare and so-and-so and hair and this and that and the other is significantly inflated compared to male services or male products of the same kind because of said pink tax and because just they love to get money out of women. To be fair, I do buy a lot of shit, so they are working. But anyways, I'm a big believer in a man needing to pay on the first date, especially on the first date, because of that reason. Like, it's actually a freaking flight risk. Going on a date with a guy is a flight risk, all right? Like, that is not a life risk. A flight. Well, it's a flight. No, it's a fucking flight risk, okay? Because you could just get flown into the air and killed. Anyways, it's scary. It's very scary. Not a fan. Murder. Stay safe out there, you guys. Ugh, got a little bit of the chills. Do you guys like horror movies? I'm actually so curious about that. I don't like horror. I think that drama, yay. Excellent. Wonderful. A little bit of psychological. Ooh, okay. No problem. Enjoy that. But just straight up horror movies. Why? What the fuck was The Ring? Who remembers that? I watched that alone at night when I was 11 years old, 12 years old, in my sister's bedroom. Worst decision of my life. Fucking traumatic, not nostalgic, just traumatic. Okay, let's get into the suggestion box for this solo episode. I did put out an email. I don't know if you guys saw, but your girl has a Substack now. I will at some point have the suggestion box put behind a paywall, but you know, for now, well, I don't know. I actually don't even know if I will ever do that. I think I will maybe always keep it open unless it starts getting wild. Then maybe I'll close it down. But you can subscribe to the Substack as a way to just sort of support the show. Consider it almost like a tip if you want, if you will. And you will get all of the episodes straight to your inbox. You'll get a couple other little tidbits going straight to your inbox. But I will be honest, there is not going to be bonus content on there. Like everything that you get is going to be also available for free online, except for the actual emails, which are kind of cute. You know, it's instead of the show notes that you would see on the thing, you get a little bit more of a personalized writing touch from my end in the emails. So there are, I guess, a couple benefits, but you can get all of those on the free plan on the Substack as well. So if you don't or can't afford it, please don't even stress about it. But if you do want to support the show and you want to throw us a little something, it's about $9, if I'm not mistaken, to subscribe. So you can check that out. And you can also become a founding member. Woo! And actually, if you become a founding member, I might send you over a sticker or something from the merch store. The merch store. Okay, suggestion box. Now, we did not get many suggestion box items, but we did get two. So I'm going to read through them. The first one is, where have you been? This was great. This was from Shaolin. Shit, did I say your name right? Please let me know. I know you'll DM me about this. I love her. She's an OG Saniac. She's the best. And she asks, where have you been? This is a good question. I've been building a company called The Ultimate Podcaster. I've been working very, very hard at it. We do podcast production services. I also do consultation, do studio setup. I do a bunch of other things. And I have a full-time team. And it's been freaking fantastic. And it's been wonderful to build it. And I've also been doing a number of other projects and they've just been so much fun. So I needed to take a little bit of time to be able to focus on that and get all of that done and sort of streamlined to the point where I feel like I can take Shawnee Show back on again, because I don't like half-assing this show. I feel like if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it right and I'm going to go for it. So that's where I've been. Rejuvenating, baby. Well, not really, just working really hard. But I feel rejuvenated from all the work. And I did go to Israel for a good month and a half, which was so much fun. I got to meet my new niece that I have not met. Woo! She was wonderful, so cute. I got to meet my, oh no, I already met my nephew, but I got to see my nephew. Got to see all the family, my mom, whom I love so much. And I will say my biggest takeaway, most of my friends have kids now. Everybody's married with children. They're either married or just, you know, kids are on the way or they're almost married. I cannot believe that people who have met children do not support abortion. Like, what the fuck? You've met them. You've actually met kids and you're still going to be one of those? That's crazy to me. That's just crazy to me. That is just crazy to me. I mean, come on. First of all, so fucking expensive. Okay. So fucking expensive. So much work. 24/7. You can't put a kid down. They on you all the time in a thing, strapped in, whatever. The second they start walking, boom, head straight for a counter. It's crazy. I think it's crazy that people who have met kids and who know how hard it is to have kids are pro-life, because that shit is wild. And with the cost of living nowadays, I don't know how anybody affords it. I think it's crazy. The fact that people have children in like their early 20s, there was a hilarious tweet I saw the other day. It was 23 in the suburbs is 33. And 33 in the city is 23 in the suburbs. It's actually hilarious. I think I'm not doing it justice, but it's true. The gist is that when you live in suburbia, you move so much faster. And it's like these girls get married so young. But then again, I guess things are more affordable over there. But I mean, are they? Are they? Where is anything affordable right now? Someone let me know. I know I do live in Los Angeles, but it just seems like this is like a pandemic everywhere. Israel is crazy expensive right now. I couldn't believe it. You go to the grocery store there for 100 shekels. What you could get maybe 5-10 years ago now is legitimately a quarter of that in products. It's crazy how expensive groceries are there right now. I actually don't understand what's happening globally. And I feel like there's problems brewing. It feels like problems are brewing. I'm worried. I'm scared. I don't know what's going to happen, but it seems like there's a fucking crash up ahead. And I just want to get out of this before any of that happens. So anyways, that's that. That was not rapid fire at all for suggestion box. What can you do? Why is the world going nuts? That was the next question. Who sent me that? That's hysterical. Why is the world going nuts? God damn. The world is always going nuts. You ever just like wonder what things would be like if, oh my God, if your perspective and your point of view was what everybody else thought, and you, and not that you thought what everybody else thought, but that everybody else thought what you thought, and that you had that power, that you were like the lead brain, and that your ideal for how the world should work, how things should happen, relationships, how you view them, food, everything, all of the things, business decisions, politics, the way you think a government should run, like whatever it is that is your viewpoint, like that's what everybody else thinks. And the world just is obedient to that and flows with that. And not even obedient, they believe it. Because you believe it and you have that power. That's so nuts. That's crazy. Because that right there would be the only way for you to ever think that the world isn't nuts. Yonatan, thank you for your question. It was a great one. It was a great one. We're going to carry on in just a second here, but before we do, I want to let you guys know that we have a special Shawnee Show announcement. We have merch! Woo, woo, woo! I'm so excited about this. Okay, we finally put up some merch. We have Hello Beautiful Humans stickers, which you can see on my laptop. The white one is a little bit blown out exposure-wise. I'm so sorry. What can you do? Ring light. But the bottom, you can see that's a clear one. They're really cute. I think I might also create a stacked version, which I really like. And obviously, we've got some clothing. Oh my God. So we have, boom, 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 t-shirts. Look how cute that is. Oh my God, I love it. We have t-shirts and we have hoodies. I got the blue hoodie because I wanted to see what color, like what kind of blue this was. And I actually really freaking like it. It's so cute. Look at that. And the hoodie is super soft. So anyways, please check it out at shawneeshow.com. You can click the store link in the navigation bar to get there and support the show. Oh, and we have mugs. We have the OG Shawnee Show mug design, which I didn't actually mass produce at any point or leave or make available to anyone to buy. But now they are available. And on one side, it's a tweet from Al Valenzuela. And if you know who he is, you've been here a while. He was the one who said, "Who the fuck is Shawnee? I'm 51 and I've never heard of her. And it's my favorite tweet to date." So no one's topped it yet. So they don't replace him on the mug. So anyways, get your hands on that. I don't know if I will keep them up in the store for long. I feel like they're kind of cool as an OG piece that just not that many people have. So anyways, check it out. And Hello Beautiful Humans, all that stuff is on there as well. Now, I haven't actually washed it yet because it arrived just today. So I'm going to put this over there. Because, by the way, don't ever wear your clothes straight from a factory without washing it. All right? I don't know if anyone taught you that or told you about that, but please just don't do it. Okay? For me, for you, for your skin, for your kin, for it all. Couple more things before we wrap up. The first one is Barbie. We have to talk about Barbie. First of all, this shit is taking over. It's wild. But the craziest is their marketing. Their marketing is out of this world. But what's even crazier is the way that Oppenheimer has managed to sort of tack themselves on to this Barbie double feature. And I feel like they probably saved themselves so much money in marketing because, yeah, they're, you know, obviously it's Christopher Nolan. It's going to be a really big film. We're very excited. There's a really cool cast and super eager. The press has been good for, you know, real fans of movies, but Barbie has been everywhere and anywhere. They're doing social. They have a house in Malibu. They have cars driving all over the place. They're doing so much raw guerrilla marketing. It's crazy. And I think Oppenheimer opening on the same day is one of the smartest moves they could have done, because now everybody is talking about this double feature. This double feature. So I don't know who the fuck I can tack Shawnee Show onto, but I'm trying to double feature this marketing plan. That is brilliant. Listen, I'm sure they still spent a ton of money on marketing. Can't imagine they did not. But I gotta say, like, they have to, I mean, there is some residual collateral benefit of being on the same day as Barbie. Whew. Also, like, what a juxtaposition of two completely different movies. So it's going to be a hilarious double feature. I feel like people are going to go from serious to Barbie because you want to end off maybe on a lighter note. Or perhaps you go from intense to serious, from light to serious. Actually, that's a really good question. That is a good question. If you're going to be doing the Barbie and Oppenheimer double feature, how are you organizing this? Are you going Oppenheimer first or are you going Barbie first? Because I can't wrap my head around whether or not I want to go lighthearted, enjoyable, but also apparently very real and raw and authentic and gripping script from Barbie, but still light, colorful, fun, aesthetic, right? To Oppenheimer, which is, you know, right? So how are we doing this? Are we going dark first, light later? Light first, dark later? What do we want to do? I don't know. I don't know if I want to end off on a heavy note, you know? It's like, wow. Or do I want to leave maybe laughing a bit? I can't imagine there's much laughter in Oppenheimer. Although, wouldn't that be great? I didn't actually watch the trailer for it. I don't like watching movie trailers anymore because every movie trailer gives off way too much information. You could easily summarize how the movie starts, continues, and ends from any of these movie trailers. A lot of them. It's actually so ridiculous. I'll be scrolling on Instagram and see a trailer for something, and then I just think to myself, great, I've just watched the movie. Thank you for saving me multiple hours now. So I'm not a fan of watching movie trailers, and I don't really know what Oppenheimer is, you know, to give us. So if there's a little bit of humor in that, perhaps, but I can't imagine there is. So I'm conflicted. Let me know what your thoughts are. I am probably going to try and do the double feature. Don't know if I'll do it like on opening weekend. I'm not pressed to see them so soon. I can wait a bit. I like when things chill out, when they die down. You know what I'm saying? Okay, last thing I want to talk about is something that's been brought to my attention that I feel like is so important in the dating scene. Now, this is honestly some fucking solid advice here, okay? When you are trying to go on dates with people, whether it be through apps or you met them in person, whatever, someone set you up, doesn't matter. You need to actually ask them out and not just conceptually ask them out, right? This idea of let's go out sometime, or we should grab a drink sometime, we should go get dinner sometime. Yeah, we should sometime. How's your schedule looking? How's next week for you? How's Thursday night? There is such a big difference between conceptually asking somebody out and actually asking somebody out. And a lot of people like to be courted. A lot of women like to be courted, and they don't want to have to be the one who has to turn concept to tangible. So stop with the conceptually asking people out and start tangibly asking them out. And let's put something on the calendar. We're all adults here. Unless you're in your 20s. I don't give a shit. Be conceptual. Be conceptual all you want. Woo-ah-oh. Hey, 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 da 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 da, da 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 da. Think I'll get sued for copyright for that from McDonald's? They won't recognize it. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Really appreciate everybody staying all the way through to the end. As per usual, if you made it to this point in the episode, please drop a comment. Please drop a comment and let me know you made it this far. Thank you. Good night. Wow, it is definitely 10:14 p.m. You guys are getting this fresh. This is being posted at 5 a.m. tomorrow morning. That is fresh content, just squeezed, just juiced, just created, just for you, just for laughs. Woo! Okay, bye.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.